Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Tuesday, June 25th, 2024. Pre-market report. People, do you realize what's happening? I know you do if you follow this blog, but I just want to put a perspective on this for those of you that may be new here. All this talk, all this nonsense, garbage about what central banks, in this case, the Fed, is or is not doing. Let me just reveal the truth to you right now. The Fed is cutting rates right under everybody's nose, and people are being told that it's not happening. So let's just put another understanding on this here. So how does any central bank manage the debt market? Okay, it doesn't happen by decree. It doesn't happen by waving a magic wand or saying some kind of magic phrase here, okay? Central banks, in order to keep rates at X, whatever X may be, okay, have to get into the market and make it happen. And in this case, again, it's very simple to understand that if a central bank wants to keep rates suppressed, okay, and not allow the market to determine fair value, they have to create currency out of nothing in vast amounts and buy the debt. Yes, they have to do that. This is a mechanism here that I have tried to explain to people for over 10 years now. Again, currency, all the currency that is issued by a central bank, these are nothing but units of debt. They are not units of wealth. Let's just establish that as a fact because it is, and no one can argue about it. Okay. The Fed creates this cash, or every central bank, same mechanism, creates the cash out of nothing. They just add digits to a screen. All of a sudden, they have whatever amount they want to do whatever they want to do with. And in this case, we're talking about how they keep rates low. And then they get into the debt market and buy the debt. By buying the debt out of cash just created out of nothing, it keeps rates low. The mechanism of issuing debt through one door, creating it through nothing, and then buying it back through the other door, buying the debt, is massively inflationary, massively inflationary. And this is why we are in this current situation here, and it's going to get monumentally worse. So if you're paying any attention to what's happening, okay, it's a phenomenon that you and I said was going to happen. The Fed was going to get in here and buy more debt. In other words, they're cutting rates because bond yields are directly linked to the rate. The 10-year yield is the benchmark. Now, what have we been seeing with regard to the 10-year yield? Lower, 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 lower. And this is obviously being reflected here in the MMRI. This is this morning, Manorino Market Risk Indicator, free to everybody. Link in description of this video. Do you realize what it would take, the amount of cash, debt buying, debt purchases that it would take to push this down here? And what this is doing, again, this lowering of risk is opening that doorway for cash to make its way into risk assets, okay? Stock market record high, record high, record high, record high, record high. As we expect, going into the presidential selection, no election, selection moving forward. And what this is doing, again, is creating price action distortions that are getting even worse here. The stock market, no bearing on reality. Artificially suppressed rates has created a stock market bubble on a scale that we have never even come close to in any way, shape, or form. You can look at every market crash going back as far as you want to go. We have never seen distortions like we have now. And this is obviously engineered. The Fed knows what's going on here. The debt market being rigged to the highest possible order by central banks collectively around the world, inflating a hyper bubble beyond anyone's wildest dreams. This is hypernomics now. Hyper economics. It's what's pushing the world off of a financial cliff into a black hole like no one has any idea except for you, because you follow this blog here. But again, understanding the mechanism is very simple. Artificially suppressed rates pushes cash into the risk assets or the stock market. It comes out of commodities. It's coming out of cryptocurrencies, just as you and I said it would. Look back on some of my videos, of our videos. We said this would play out exactly as we're seeing now. So this creates, again, opportunity. Stay long the stock market, buy every dip that comes along. With regard to cryptocurrencies, buy every dip that comes along. With regard to gold and silver, crude oil, commodities across the board, buy every dip that comes along that you could dream about, think about, or fantasize about. Because let me tell you something, this is an environment rich with opportunity. You understand? And that's what this channel is all about. Anyway, as long as this goes on here, this is the Fed suppressing rates. The Fed is cutting rates right in our face. Just because they haven't said they're doing it doesn't mean it's not happening. You understand? In order for any central bank, again, to keep rates low, they have to get into the market. And the Fed is in here buying debt like you can't possibly believe, creating cash out of nothing like you can't believe. That is massively inflationary. But, of course, this is CNBC snapshot from this morning. DC, they're in a fight here to fight debts and deficits. They want to prevent this. What this should tell you is debts and deficits are going to balloon even higher than we have now. What have you and I been saying since, I don't know, time immemorial, that debts and deficits are going to hyperballoon? And we haven't seen anything yet. The Congressional Budget Office, really? These freaks are the ones looking out for us? No, all they're doing, let me explain this to you, okay? The uniparty, there's no right wing, there's no left wing, two wings of the same bird. It's a uniparty. The uniparty inclusion with the current president, the last president, the one before him, the last president, obviously, and going back away, obviously, but the last three presidents, along with the so-called uniparties that they support here, are destroying us. They are destroying us via this mechanism of empowering the Federal Reserve. We get weaker as the Fed gets stronger. The more that these freaks pull cash into the now to fund whatever project they want to fund, expand war, death, to allow the Federal Reserve to continue to inflate, because that's their goal here. All they're doing are loving, caring representatives here. Is obviously working for the Federal Reserve, who is the real government. You are being duped. You are being lied to that there is some kind of a two-party system. It's a uniparty. All right. Everything else is a deception. It's a distraction to make you think that maybe there's something out here that's going to make a great difference in your life. What you can count on here is the system coming apart faster as we move forward. Now, with regard to that, this is getting more and more media attention with regard to what's happening with the banking system. Now, you and I, again, light years ahead of the curve with regard to what's happening here with the banking system. The financial system is being systematically deconstructed along with the economy, which is coming apart faster, debts and deficits ballooning faster than we've ever seen. But don't forget, DC's in a fight. They're fighting debts and deficits. See, this is propaganda in your face. You see, you know the difference. But people who follow nothing but the mainstream media, they believe this stuff. Oh, our loving, caring representatives, they're fighting debts and deficits. The Federal Reserve, they're in the inflation fight of their life. Meanwhile, they're inflating at the fastest pace we've ever seen in history. Not just buying all the debt, but inflating the money supply, okay, in an environment where the economy is cratering at its fastest pace we've ever seen, globally, not just here in the United States. You understand? It's a game. But you and I can see right through it, and that allows us to put ourselves in the right spots, not just from a financial standpoint, people, okay? Real wealth isn't about, you know, how many assets you have. It's about us coming together, us unifying, us believing in each other, because that's all we got. You understand? It's about life. It's not about all this other nonsensical stuff here, because you can't take anything, really. The illusion of ownership, I own this piece of land, oh, this is my border, you don't own nothing. You realize that? When you leave this earth in your physical form, you don't take anything with you. You understand? Okay, so this is all an illusion too. This is mine, nothing is yours, okay? Nothing is yours. You may think it is, you may, because it's an illusion, but it's not, understand? You get a chance to hold on to it and maybe be a caretaker for a little bit, but that's it. Anyway, so this is a big issue with the financial system and the banks, and again, I'm going to urge you to take action. If you happen to have your cash in a smaller institution or a regional institution, get it out. Get it out today. Put it into a credit union, which are safer. They're not safe either. And only keep the most minimal, fractional amount of cash in these institutions that you can afford to do. Again, we are forced to participate in their system. Okay, which means, unfortunately, that's what we have to do here. But again, don't keep a single dime in any of these institutions that you don't need to have there. The rest of it, you should be, you know, look, you want to stay in the dollar, you want to stay in the euro or some other central bank issued note, good for you, okay? You're being destroyed. And if that's where you want to go, lead yourself down a pathway into obscurity on a financial level and everything else, then just do that, okay? Because these assets are being systematically destroyed by the issuing central bank, who's doing all they can to suck the purchasing power with the help of DC here, presidents who don't amount to a damn thing, because they could put a freaking farm animal behind the Resolute desk, and they probably will, and that it wouldn't make any difference here, because it's the central banks running the entire show. Once you get hip to that, everything else will become clear to you. If you believe in the uniparty, if you're the part of this wing or that wing, then you're completely lost, okay? And you're pretty much hopeless. But what we're witnessing here with the Fed, just real quick, I want to talk a little more about this. The Fed is in their first phase here of cutting rates. The Fed is cutting rates today, okay? They've been cutting rates. And the proof, where's the proof? Look at the 10-year yield more specifically. But again, it's right factored here into the MMRI. Okay, the mechanism of keeping rates suppressed, of weakening the dollar, look what it's doing. And it's pushing cash into the stock market, as we knew it would, and will continue to do until this ends here, inflating a worse bubble here, and creating price action distortions like we've never seen in the history of the world. Again, cash coming out of things it should be going into, gold, silver, commodities here, and enforcing it into risk assets. This is going to change. Okay, it's risk on. Right now, risk on meaning cash is moving into the stock market, which means you got to get on that wagon as well, like Greg Manarino. I couldn't possibly be longer the stock market than I am now. Every time I see an opportunity to buy more of the market, I'm buying it. All my lions out here, every single one of my lions out here knows exactly what I'm talking about, and we're on the same page, okay? With those of you that are not putting cash into the market, the stock market, you don't want to, then you know what to do. Bang! There it is. Silver, my favorite asset of all time. Gold, my second favorite of all time. Gaining exposure to commodities. I put out at least 5 or even 6 newsletters. Again, my free newsletter, link in the description of the video, with regard to exchange-traded funds, which will give you exposure to a broad basket of commodities. People, I got your back. If you've been following this blog, you could not possibly be in a better spot than you are right now. Across the board, not just from a financial standpoint. What do we do every Friday? Love each other, care about each other, be charitable to each other, realize this is so much bigger, people. So much bigger than just the markets here, okay? But to me, it's a challenge, okay, to take the system that is being weaponized against us and turning the tables on them. If they're going to play their games and they're not going to stop, we can play the same game, but we can play it better. I don't know another way to put this to you, okay? If we follow the plan that we've been on for a very, very long time, we're virtually invincible here. Let them do what they got to do. This whole thing is going to, this bubble, this hyper bubble, this hypernomics bubble that we're in right now, it's going to burst. And it's going to leave people devastated and dead across the face of this world. You understand? That's obviously the eventual end here. A scarcity of resources on a biblical level. Pandemonium in the streets here. A whole new system. That's where we're going. I think if you've been with me for any length of time, you have a very good handle on what's going to happen and what is already happening here. We're in an economic meltdown right now, and the faster that occurs, the higher the stock market's going to go as rates still are becoming more suppressed, as central banks are buying more debt, as the Fed continues to cut rates, and that's what they're doing now. That's the first phase. The next phase is when the Fed overtly says, hey, we're cutting rates. They're cutting rates now, the Fed, obviously. Look at the 10-year yield. Look at the bond market. Look at the MMRI. They're cutting rates in front of your face. And if you were to follow the mainstream media, they're going to tell you it's not happening. But you see, that's what they always try to do. Look at what's happening. Raise your awareness right before your eyes. Oh, that's not true. It's not happening. But it is. Understand? Unbelievable people. Again, raise your awareness. Use your God-given intellect, and you can see as clear can be. If not, you're done. You're lost. And unfortunately, that's probably most people, not you, that follow this blog, though. You got this down. All right, people, look, this guy's going to let you go. I will see all of you later, 4:05 p.m. Eastern, for my live stream, and we're gonna again, put this all together. We're not going to lose. This is a channel for winners. You are a winner.